Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. The Hawks having a really nice offseason thus far. We'll get you caught up on everything they did last night and some of the other moves from around the NBA as well as free agency. None of it can officially happen until the 6th, but all the moves and news are being reported, and a lot's been happening while we've been on the air, so we'll get you caught up. At 1:20, we will continue talking about the NBA offseason and get you ready for the Braves game tonight as well, as the Braves made some announcements about moving around their pitching rotation a little bit, and then at 1:40, we will get to an AMA to wrap things up.
I don't know, man. It might be a slim chance they get Giannis. They're making moves around him.
Who? Yeah,
they just signed Jericho Sims.
Like, if they're trying to make Giannis furious, they're doing a great job. Like, just a recap as we sort of get you caught up on everything that's happened today in the NBA. Hawks haven't done anything today. They signed Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Luke Kennard last night. We'll talk about that and just sort of the week that they've had in a few minutes. The Bucks started the day by waiving Damian Lillard, which it makes sense. Damian Lillard's not going to be able to help them next year. It's going to cost him a lot of money against the cap if they're going to try to do anything. So you waive him, and then you can spread the money out over the next 5 years and save yourself a little bit financially. Apparently, they didn't tell Giannis that.
No.
And so Giannis was kind of mad about that.
Yes. He just didn't like how it was handled.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, whatever. Giannis not liking stuff they're doing is the whole opposite of what they're supposed to be doing right now. So they got Miles
another brother?
Turner. Yeah. He's gonna. Somebody Greek's about to get a contract.
You got another damn brother.
Or a buddy or something like
somebody.
That. Somebody. They just traded his friend Pat Connaughton. They signed Jericho Sims, which would infuriate me if I was on the Milwaukee Bucks. And I don't know. Who knows? Maybe we're like a couple days away from Giannis asking for a trade. Wouldn't be shocking.
Yeah, I mean, but the Hawks could still make a move. There's a point guards out there. We're talking about backup point guards.
There's a few.
Yeah, I mean,
some I like more than others. Don't even say it.
Hey,
don't even say it, because if it happens, then I'm just going to have to shut up about it.
But I'm saying he's going to be replaced, or he might be already replaced. I don't know what his contract situation is, but. Because the Knicks are going to get, they said, it looks like the Knicks are getting Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah.
He's going to be the backup point guard of Jalen Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah.
So,
sure.
Who was the backup point guard last year?
I think as the playoffs went on, it was probably a couple different guys.
Yeah, but usually before that, it was.
Campaign.
Campaign. I mean, dude, come on. He's a capable NBA backup.
Yep.
Point guard, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
That's all I want to know.
And I personally.
And we don't got to say that now.
I personally have never said anything bad about him on social media or the radio. I've certainly never said he's my least favorite player in NBA history. Which also, like, you know, I understand that's ridiculous. The guy's never done anything to me.
No.
I just didn't like how he used to dance with Russell Westbrook.
That was the most irritating damn thing in the world.
I don't like his jumper.
It's ugly.
And nobody does. And I don't know. It kind of looks funny. Now, that's not fair. That's not fair to say, because a lot of people look funny, and people maybe wouldn't even say that I look
funny.
What determines
if somebody looks funny?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Who's to say?
And
who's to say that I don't?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And
you know what? Yeah. I bet he's got a lovely looking lady. You know?
He probably got a baddie.
Sure he does.
Yeah.
Sure he does. Because here's the thing. Like, okay, you're a backup point guard in the NBA for a decade. You're still richer than most everybody. You know? You might not be a max player in the NBA, but he's richer than most people.
A baddie. He got the baddie that you don't take around the starters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to. Yeah. You don't want to go out with, like, Mikhail Bridges and he starts throwing around that extension money. You know what I mean? You could bring him around Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah. Because Carl's with.
He got his own.
With, Shorty. But, yeah, okay. All right.
Cameron Payne. It's going to be Cameron Payne, isn't
yes,
it?
Like, it
that's
is.
Definitely
it
what's
definitely
gonna
is going to be who the second, who the backup point guard is going to be.
Well, you know what? He averaged 7 points a game last year on 40% shooting.
That's
so
all
that
you
would
need.
Be perfect.
That's
Let him come in. The non Trey minutes would be taken care of.
Yes. Damn, 7 minutes?
7 points.
There's 7 minutes. I'm like, damn.
I don't know how many minutes he played. Not very many in the playoffs.
Yes.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but that's more of the tips thing.
Yeah, it is. It's a tips thing.
That's more of a tips
thing. He was averaging 15 minutes a game last year, which is pretty much what you want.
Trey off the court for 15 minutes?
It's about what you want.
That'd be lovely.
About what you want.
That'd be lovely.
What about, Dennis Schroeder just signed with the Kings.
Yes.
So the dream is dead.
Yes.
Unless it's a sign and trade, but the dream of Dennis Schroeder returning to the Hawks is dead.
It is going
to
be a sign and trade.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I think it is. I think it is.
What about Chris Paul? He's a free agent.
He is a free agent.
You could correct the mistake that was made.
Yes. He'll finally be a Hawk.
20 years ago.
Yeah, he'll finally be a Hawk.
I don't know what Marvin Williams is up to, but he's not a free agent.
Yeah.
He's not playing.
Huh. Okay.
Finally bring him home.
Yeah. I mean, because this is relatively a young team still, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be a home run.
Yeah.
I just don't think he would do it. I think he wants to start.
I don't know if he wants to start. I don't, but having a veteran like that, yeah. Why not?
I would love it.
Yeah.
I would love it.
But, I mean, they like this quarter. I mean, but can't Nikhil, can he handle the ball a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious. I'm like, or is this something that they went to maybe somebody who's on the roster, like.
Krejci.
Because he's a glue guy, tough. I mean, the fall he had and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could he be a possibility at that backup piece? I don't know.
Yeah, Bufkin maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It seems to me like you had another piece. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Boop 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 boop. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Oh, boom.
Hawks. Ka-ka.
You know, they're not at where Houston is from a close to win the title standpoint, but it's a little similar in that I just like a lot of their pieces and they have flexibility and they don't have to, you know, they have some extension stuff coming. They're gonna have to pay Trey in a year. They're gonna have to pay Dyson, but for right now, they actually have the flexibility to do a couple more things. And I think they should. I think the East is, as we've talked about many times, is sitting there to make a move. And that's a team that I think I'm really interested to see what they do over the next 10 days. We're going to find out once and for all about Trae Young, I think, this season.
Yeah, that's Bill Simmons talking about some of what.
No, I was just laughing at Bill Simmons because I don't know what he did to Big Perk. Big Perk said about being on your ass like back pockets.
Oh, he said.
What a damn line.
It was a good line. I didn't see what he came back at him with.
I don't know what he got mad about.
But what he said was that their show sucks.
Oh.
And Perk makes it worse.
Oh, wow.
That's what he said.
Okay. Well, I mean.
Which, you know.
I turn it off.
Yeah.
I
pretty common opinion.
Yeah,
but,
I turn it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we didn't all say it.
Yeah.
Simmons is kind of talking about some of what the Hawks can do. Now, that was before they did the Nikhil Alexander Walker and Luke Kennard moves, where they added Nikhil Alexander Walker last night from Minnesota in a sign and trade. If you remember, he was coming off the bench for them. He's a really nice 3-and-D wing. He's also Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's cousin. Not that that matters that much.
Sounds like he may be. Was a point guard at one point.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like he was maybe a point. I'm not saying that's the
I remember in the playoffs when they were just searching for somebody else to handle the ball
other than
outside of Ant. And he had a couple nice games scoring, but like I mean, if that's a your backup option for, you know, a couple shifts per night as the Hawks, that's okay. But like, I think you probably would prefer a guy who's more of a traditional point guard to handle the ball. I'm not saying he can't do it, but like the Timberwolves came up with that option when they were desperate in the playoffs, and it was okay at times. But
I don't think anything to get him off the ball.
You'd rather, you had anything they could do to try to free up Ant-Man. What he did was he played pretty damn good defense, and he can shoot the basketball. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's what he signed for.
But we talked about, you know, for a couple of years, how to build this team around. If you always say it, if he's going to be the centerpiece, because a lot of times you go back to Trey needs to be the second best player in your team. Now, okay, right now he is, and he as well rightfully deserved to be the he is your franchise player. You got to surround him so you can get the best out of what he is. Now, you went and got a lot of guys. We talked about the whole, I mean, I know it started probably before AI, but that was the big thing about Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson get buckets against anybody. And AI, he wasn't a great defender. He played the passing lanes.
He would get some steals.
Get a lot of steals and everything, but they built some rough ride. Now, I ain't saying this is McKee and them boys, because them dudes rough. And what was his name? Snow?
Oh, yeah, Eric Snow.
Eric Snow, and you had Dikembe down there. Yeah. You had Tyrone Hill. Yeah. You had them rough dudes.
Yeah, they were tough.
Yeah, they were tough as hell. And then you had the offensive spark plug. It's a lot different than that because you got guys now that can shoot the basketball.
Right.
Because Trey's going to break down the defense.
But it's similar in that you needed to design a five around that one that made up for his deficiencies.
Yes.
Like Allen Iverson could be taken advantage of because of his slight frame.
Yes.
Like there's other small guards in the NBA that have had success in different ways, but I can't think of too many guys that are kind of built like Trey. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like Chris Paul might be shorter than Trey, but yeah, he's a little bit bulkier. Chris Paul was first team all defense 7 times.
Yes.
Like they're just different players. They're different players on that end of the floor. Trey's never going to be that defensively. So, okay. We all knew that 6 years ago.
Yes.
It's like, let's do something about that. You know, let's try to put guys around him that can make that work because he's giving you so much offensively that it makes it, you know, makes it valuable. And it finally did. I mean, they tried a bunch of different, I won't even say like cracks at this. They tried a bunch of different fives that every year we'd come into, it was like, well, all right, who's defending the guards? Like, who's doing this? Who's shooting? Last year they couldn't shoot around a guy who's a facilitator.
He was a damn near led the league in assists.
He did lead the league in assists. Yeah. He damn near had 12 assists a game on a team that couldn't shoot.
Yeah, so I mean, but I'll go back to, you know, we talked about at the start of the show. Jalen Johnson's got to be that dude.
Yes.
I think Jalen Johnson, and I love the Porzingis move and everything like that. Jalen Johnson has to be the second best player. And stay damn healthy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Has to stay healthy doing it.
Yeah, look,
that's just my thought.
This is it's a fun on paper discussion because that's what it is right now because it's the off season. The on the floor stuff is what, you know, if you have any sort of concerns or hesitations, it's like two of the three guys you're counting on most next year are hurt all the time.
Yes.
You know, I mean, Kristaps Porzingis has been pretty famously hurt throughout his career. And last year at the end, it was an illness that was kind of, he played well when he first came back from injury last year around Christmas, but then the illness thing popped up. And then Jalen Johnson's been a full-time starter for 2 years and
has been
hurt in both of those years.
Yeah.
So, I love it on paper.
Yeah, I don't. One of the insiders forgot who said he's like. He said if you live outside of Atlanta, you're going to know who Jalen Johnson is. So,
I think that's what needs to happen.
Yes,
for the first time, if you live outside of Atlanta right now, you're talking about the Hawks for the first time in like 5 years.
Yes,
which is nice, and you're saying nice things as opposed to other things that have been said. All right, we'll come back. The Braves decided to switch their starting pitcher tonight. We'll talk about maybe why they did that. They're back in action tonight as well against the Angels. It's time to start, you know, time to start winning. Time to start winning for the Braves. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes away from an AMA. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. Great calls yesterday.
Yes.
We'll do it again today. You could text us or tweet us as well. Just an update. I just saw a tweet from Mark Bowman about the All-Star voting. Mm-hmm. Ronald Acuña is leading National League outfielders as it stands right now. Bo mentioned you still have about 23 hours to vote. But he's in first place right now amongst All-Stars, which is great.
They reveal tomorrow, right? They reveal who stars and everything.
Voting stops at noon, so I would imagine there's probably a special on MLB Network tomorrow evening.
But that's good. I mean, because again, as long as you're top three, you're starting, right?
Yep.
So he's looking good, but keep voting.
Keep voting.
Keep voting.
We don't want none of that, though. Fan vote, media vote, player vote.
Yeah.
We don't want none of that.
Do they do that?
I don't know.
They do that in the leagues.
Yeah, they do in some leagues.
There are more votes, including a player vote. The coaches get to pick some guys.
They do the pitchers, right? Yeah. And that's when you wonder if maybe Schwellenbach would get on the team. There's a lot of good pitchers in the National League, but maybe he would get a chance to get on the team.
I've seen a lot of. I just went back and looked at some stuff. I saw a lot of Go Dawgs from Kirby these last couple of weeks, man. Like they're kicking ass on the recruiting trail because I know today's. Today's June 1st, right? July 1st. So that's when these direct deposits and stuff going in.
Yeah, all the new settlement stuff, the revenue share stuff starts to happen.
So yeah, man.
It's a new day. It's a good time to get signed and get in there. Get some NIL money and get all that different money that's being spread out.
That's crazy.
I know. Normally we'd be talking to Brandon Adams right now, but he's on vacation. Yes. I know you were dying to ask him about all those recruits that Georgia has signed.
I mean, I'm looking at Go Dawgs like, damn. What, you got another one?
Yeah. Based on the very little that I know about it, it's been going great.
Yeah. What? Who? they're the 26 class, right? So.
Well, they got started on the next
maybe
one.
Even
they got a four-star for 27 yesterday.
Yeah.
Wait. All right. He won't be there.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But you know what he is going to be there for?
Yep.
Some NIL money while he's in high school. We got a thing sent to us from Rusty yesterday that just had like the market value of all the positions in college football right now. And I think that that wasn't NIL. That was from the revenue sharing, right?
Yes.
Like the number one tight end on a good team right now.
Yes.
College football.
Yes.
$450,000.
Yes.
All right. Pretty good.
Hell yeah.
What would a 19-year-old Randy McMichael have done with $450,000?
Oh,
now,
man.
Now, that's pre-tax, so you're not getting all of it.
But
still,
I mean,
more than you had.
I mean, at 19, I got to take care of mama first.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
gotta,
wow.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, I got to take, care of mama first. 19, I had a kid, so I could, obviously she got to get her, she got to get us some new Dior.
Sure.
Dior. So with money left over for me at 19.
You already did so much better than most people. Like, you already just had amazing, like, very responsible answers. Mama, baby. God, 19-year-old me would have just been disease-riddled. I would have been just absolutely disgusted.
Yeah, so, 19. Yeah, with that bread. Yeah, I mean, I thought I took care of them, too. And mama's sister, I took care of them, too. Oh, yeah. What was in then?
We're talking in 01? Like,
nah.
2000?
Yeah. What was in then?
What wasn't?
I don't know, man. Well, I'd be doing something, though. I'd be doing something good. Like buying all the blue Hawaiian, buying up the fifth quarter, buying the bottles out. No, not buying the bottles, but buying the blue Hawaiians. That was the drink in college. Everybody liked them for some reason.
Yeah, spending too much money on some random fad clothing item.
Pretty much. I think that would be the thing. I would have a new car because, boy, the Z, but baby, she crapped out on me in Byron, Georgia.
Yeah.
Left her at the fire station in Byron, Georgia.
That's the last time you ever saw it.
And
that's what people do with children.
Because my brother Tobias' dad was a fireman, and so he had to come get me and take me back to school. And so he said, "Just leave it at the firehouse." I said, "I'll come back and get it one day. I'll come back and get it." Dude, I had two cars since then, and eventually, Andy, I was in the league. And that car was still out there by that firehouse.
It just left it there?
They just left
it there. Well, I guess it couldn't start it.
Yeah, it couldn't start it.
It wasn't going anywhere.
Left it there.
Huh.
And eventually it got moved. Yeah. Down in Byron, broke down.
You were in the NFL by the time that car left?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yes. Down in Byron, Georgia by the firehouse.
It was a plaque to the memory of Randy McMichael. All right. Speaking of the Braves, they are back at it tonight after a night off against the Angels. The Angels aren't particularly good, but let's not get too wrapped up in that because neither are the Braves.
Yep.
They have a better record than the Braves do. Now, what we do know is Ron Washington's not going to be with them. That sucks. I mean, he hasn't been for a little bit, but he's dealing with some medical stuff. Would have been cool to see him in town for the three-game series. He won't be. Of course, you're thinking all the best for him. The Braves also made a switch. It was going to be Didier Fuentes starting tonight. It is not. Now it's going to be Grant Holmes. Fuentes is slated to start tomorrow. We'll see. Like, when he made his last start, the hope was that was his last start.
Yes.
No offense to him. He's 20. He has no business being here. But he's just not ready to be here. Now, is the guy that they would call up in his place ready to be here? Probably not.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he probably would be here. At this point, you're so desperate, you're just trying to catch lightning in a bottle with a couple different guys.
Like, you're talking about like two magical starts, knowing that the third start, he's going to get his ass.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to figure out something. You got to figure out something. Chris Sale's going to be out for a while.
Yeah, who knows?
You know about him, a pitcher with a rib injury?
Broke his ribs.
Broke his rib?
Yeah, he's going to be out for a while.
For a long time. And so.
Bless you.
We just don't know what, I mean, you got two dudes. You got Spencer and you got Schwelly.
Spencer and Spencer.
All right. Bryce Elder, he might. Grant Holmes.
Elder's not. Holmes has been solid.
Holmes has been solid.
Yeah,
all right,
Holmes
so,
been really
so you
solid.
Got a, then you got two goods and a solid.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bryce can give you one. He can give you one.
The problem is
one,
this.
One out of three, Bo.
The problem is this. Like obviously this is a talking point because it's the move that they made today and you're talking about what's going to happen tomorrow. But ultimately, like, does it even really matter that much? Because think about, say Didier Fuentes magically does what Spencer Strider did on Sunday.
Yes.
They scored one run.
Yep.
They had one runner in scoring position in nine innings. Yep. Like, it doesn't matter if Didier Fuentes looks like Pedro Martinez.
Yep.
Like, if this offense is awful. Now, the good news is tomorrow you're going to get Profar back. It's crazy how much it feels like we're asking from
like,
Profar.
We're expecting this dude to
be like, damn good.
Damn good. Get you all the way. Help you get to the playoffs if he can't play.
Right.
Yeah.
Fine. Just get us there.
Just get us there.
Just get us there.
But I'm saying, like, okay, so he's in now.
Tomorrow. Today.
He's in tomorrow. Is Michael back today?
I don't know. Probably.
So? Okay.
Probably.
So Michael's back. Yeah. You got Ronald Acuña. So this is supposed to be your original outfield.
Yeah, tomorrow you'll get your original outfield.
I mean, even though we know Ronald wasn't going to start the season, but this is what it was
right. But this, this is what we talked about. It's like, wait till Acuña comes back. Yes. This is going to be one of the best outfields in baseball.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
Little did we know.
Yeah. So I mean, let's just hope that we'll start with tonight is that Michael Lee's couple days off because he had two games off and then he had an extra day off.
Right. So yeah. three days off.
But get the film. I know one thing about a lot of athletes that got father because we know how influential his daddy was with him playing baseball. Went back to pops. Pops like, hey, listen to him, or something like that. But hopefully, this sit down and watch and learn and know that you don't have to be in much of a rush that he seems like he's in. He's in a rush.
Oh yeah.
And so hopefully
he hasn't walked in a month and a half.
And so hopefully that's something that can hopefully be fixed. But yeah, this is it definitely is about who's going to be the pitching and everything, but you're absolutely correct. These dudes can go out there and throw one run.
One run on two hits.
You gave up a solo home run in the first inning, and you could probably still beat the damn Braves.
I think they did do that one time last year. There was like O'Neill Cruz or something like that hit a home run in the first inning, and they ended up losing 1-0.
Yes. That can happen to this team.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. And hopefully Profar coming back will be like enough of a help and a trickle down to where the lineup can just get by. The other thing that you need is like the little mini breakouts. Like that's kind of what I'm hoping for from some of these guys. Like with the weekend that Sean Murphy had, he can do that every once in a while.
Right.
Now, again, it was great on Saturday. Didn't ultimately matter on Sunday because that was the only run that they scored. But if Sean Murphy can have like a little, 3 or 5 game stretch where he hits like that, and then Riley does it, and then maybe it could be Albies or maybe it could be Harris or whatever. Maybe you can get those little bursts from, I don't know, Nick Allen or whatever. But like, you got to basically hope that Acuña and Olsen stay where they're at.
Yes.
Profar comes back and plays the way that you expected him to from the beginning.
Like, he got
to
go.
And even better now because he missed half the season.
Yes.
Like, you owe us double.
Yeah. Like, ain't no feeling your way in this.
Yeah, like 280 with 12 homers.
Yeah.
Like, all right, maybe in the second half of the season. I'll take 15 and be happy. But then other guys just have to have, like, little micro bursts. We got to have, like, little bursts of production. Because I think with some of them, I just don't expect it to be
any different.
Prolonged. There's no reason to think that it will.
Because it hasn't been. Yeah. And it hasn't been. And, when you look at the opponents, I mean, you got the Angels. Like you said, they're all right.
They're all right.
Yeah, they got good. Got Mike Trout and them. Then you got Baltimore. You got Charlie.
Charlie Morton pitching Friday.
Charlie and Travis coming in this thing.
Yeah.
And you just never know. But, I mean, first things first, you got to get back to winning series. All right, that was the one thing about when we talked about it before I left vacay. Got to continue to win series. But the biggest thing, you got to help them with, because right now when you talk about the shortage of pitching, you don't have a shortage of guys that you pay money to hit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, they haven't hit, Andy, but you got more invested in those guys that are hitting better than you have that are on the mound.
The other interesting thing to me about switching Holmes and Fuentes is you have Elder going after, right? Elder's going Thursday. Pretty good chance you're going to have to use the bullpen quite a bit with Fuentes and Elder going back-to-back days. That's a lot of ask. Like, that's a taxing back-to-back.
But then I'm assuming you get back to Spencer and Shirelli.
Yeah, then you get back to those guys against the Orioles. But, like, I mean, I hope Holmes goes deep today because you're going to have to use a lot of bullpen guys.
Last time I asked Matt Holmes to go deep, he went 8, I think. I think that's the last time I asked him to go deep.
He had 15. Ask him.
He had 15 strikeouts again.
Yeah. Do that.
Yeah.
Desperately need it. And score some runs as well. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the AMA to wrap things up. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Ask us anything. You can text us or tweet us as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. And use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get on the game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Bunch of phone lines available if you want to get on hold. 404-726-0929. Call us up. Abe will answer. Probably be like pretty polite.
He's been polite the last week or so.
That's what I've heard. He's been a little chattier with the callers.
A little chattier.
He'll get your name and where you're located, and then you can ask us anything you want. Simple as that. 404-726-0929. We'll start with Walt, who's in Atlanta. What's up, Walt?
What's up, fellas? How y'all holding up today, man?
Good.
Randy, I think I done put my foot in my mouth, man, and I gotta come clean to you, because I feel like you're kind of like an uncle, kind of like big brother type. You dig what I'm saying, on the show. So I think you might be able to, like, give me some words of encouragement on this. So, long story less long, what ended up happening was me and my wife, we had a good little, you know what I'm saying, little date or whatnot, vibing at the crib after the date, you know what I'm saying, sitting on the couch chilling, and we run across this video on Instagram, and it's of Kevin Samuels, and he, you know, how he does his thing, and he's running his mouth and he's talking about, you know, how women rate themselves. And I, like an idiot, granted, we've already been sipping. I'm a little inebriated, and I say, baby, you an 8, and I love you.
Oh,
why did
no.
I say that?
Why did you say that?
Why did you say that?
I don't know. Whoa. I don't know. Listen, when I heard myself say it, I was like, ee. And she was like, oh, really? So who the kid? I was like, ooh. Dang. So she asked me that all weekend. But my question is, have you ever had a friend come through in the clutch when you put your foot in your mouth? Because later on that weekend, my frat brother comes over. She tells him the story. And his response almost kind of put her in a sense like it's back on her in a way where it's like what I said wasn't as bad. Kind of like, hey, you know, he actually kind of gave you some props.
What did he say? Because I think you're like a 6. What did he say? Like,
no, not like a 6.
8.
No. So basically what he was just saying was like, okay, well, what do you rate yourself? Uh-huh. And she kind of was stuck in a way like, I never really thought of that. And I was just like, oh, yeah, keep going. Just, okay. Yeah. And so all in all, she was just kind of, she kind of fell back off of it a little bit. Yeah. She hadn't been rag. She been dogging me all week. Right?
Yeah.
If I put the dishes up, she'd be like, "That is a 10 effort." I wonder what an 8 would look like.
That's great. All right, Walt. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, dude, don't do the rape. Your wife is always a 10, dog.
Yeah.
I mean, don't ever get into that right there. You know what I'm saying? Because right there. If you would have said 9, she would have had the same damn reaction.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Now,
however high the scale goes, the number.
Now, then with it, Walt said that was his frat brother, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, never mind. Nigga. I'm like, this is a regular friend or something. You better watch your woman.
Oh, yeah.
You better watch your woman. All right.
But a frat brother can be trusted?
Yeah, frat brother can be trusted.
Okay.
Frat brother can be trusted.
What I would have said is, I thought the scale was out of 8.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I just go 1 to 8.
That's pretty good. Now, he would have to be, and I know your
he has
wife.
To be dumb.
Yes, exactly. And I know Ash is not dumb.
Yeah. What's your scale out?
Ash is not dumb.
Because the other day they ordered, or they got some like dessert or something, and they were like, it was okay. I was like, what'd you guys rate it? They were like, about a 5. And I was like, out of what? And they were like, well, I don't know, out of 10?
Right.
Like always? I was like, I don't know. Sometimes my scale's out of 13.
You
got to say what the scale's out of before you start rating
stuff. If you say your scale's a 13 and you say your wife's 8 on a 13.
I would never say that.
You would never say
my
that.
My wife's a 13
but I'm
out of
13. Exactly. Don't ever put your wife below a 10 in nothing. Even if her food is ass, it was great, honey.
There are certain things in life called must-lie situations.
Yes.
And those are them. I didn't know who Kevin Samuels was. I just looked him up. He's an American internet personality and image consultant.
Oh, really?
So, there you go.
But yeah, don't.
Oh, here's the main video. This is probably the one that they looked at. Delusional woman realizes she's a 6. Dang, Kevin.
Damn.
Take it easy, Kevin. All right, maybe you're 6. That's somebody else's 10.
But that's all. What did I just say? Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
You said beholder, which
I know
liked
I did.
Better.
Yeah. But still, man, you believe that, man? Man,
right.
Please. I'm
you're
just
right.
telling you, dude, it's okay. As a married man, I don't lie a lot to my wife, but sometimes I do. I'll never lie about her appearance or her cooking. But I'll lie about some other stuff. How she drives.
No, I don't lie about that.
How she drives.
I tell her I hate the way my wife drives.
Certain things like that. But yeah.
She drives like she's in a NASCAR race.
Man.
I call her Swish Earnhardt. All right. Shane is in Fayetteville. Hey, Shane.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, Shane.
Hello,
Randy
Shane.
Unlocked some trauma from 0506 and while singing to his girl. I was tuned back to his wife, and I had the same situation. It was Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes, and I was crying into a red cup. And I don't even drink. I was crying into a red cup, 0506. I never got it back, though. She got married. And if I'd have found out, I would have crashed the wedding like Dwayne Wayne. And,
no. Baby, please.
I'd have got footprinted up, though, but I would definitely crash that wedding. Tripping. What was the song? How'd you get it back? And Andy, did you ever have a song, a moment like that?
Oh, yeah, lots.
Oh, man.
I never got him back,
I had to do what I had to do. I mean, my wife, she's at right playing second to nobody. And she was right to say that to me. And so I had to get my blank together, which I did. And the rest is history. But yeah, dog, I was sad as hell down there in Miami on that damn skyscraper. Toe up. Toe up. Like, because, like, damn, you big dummy.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Being a big dummy.
Yeah.
Being a big dummy.
Yeah, I know. We've all been there.
Yeah, we have. If you ain't, you're lying.
Yeah, we've all been there.
If you ain't, you're lying.
I just didn't come up with a good enough argument or song to get her back.
Yeah, dog.
I was arguing against, like, there was some odds were stacked against me a couple times.
You know when you got that good, that one, though? When you got that one, and it's like, you ache.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can go out and party. Party went, I was like,
can't fill the hole.
Like, I'm about to go up, you know, because obviously, prideful man like I am. Ain't stunting that, man. Let me go out and hit these streets.
That loneliness still follows you home.
It still goes with you, dog.
Still follows you home. Brandon is in Cobb County. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, man, we all been there. It's all right. But so, in honor of today being the anniversary of the first day of the Battle of Gettysburg, I'm going to kind of go history on you, right?
All right.
Sure. I know I'm a nerd. I'm sorry. So if you could go back and talk to any president in U.S. history and ask them any 3 questions, what would those questions be? Oh, and have to answer truthfully. None of the hiding national security.
Right.
All right, Brandon. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Oh,
man.
I
would go back and talk to Richard Nixon.
Okay, sure.
the hell you was thinking?
It's a great question.
What the hell you was thinking?
And you have to answer truthfully.
And you got to answer truthfully now.
Who would be the most likely president to have information on aliens?
Wow.
Like, who was the president when all that stuff was going down at Area 51 and all that? Kennedy?
Was it Kennedy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of stuff you could ask Kennedy about.
Yeah, dog. How you get him in?
Yeah.
Yeah. What tunnel was Maryland?
Name all of them.
Yeah. I know old JFK had him a rot. You're talking about Derek Jeter roster.
Yeah, no. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing compared to JFK.
Nothing.
I don't know. That's a great question, though. I did not know today was the first day of the Battle of Gettysburg.
I did not either.
So learn that today, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Cameron's in a FedEx truck. Hey, Cameron.
Hey, what's up, guys? Y'all are having a great show today.
Thank you.
Just a little quick question. If you could travel back to any year, in your lifetime, not just any random year, but any year that was in your lifetime, what year would you go back to and what? I hang up and listen.
Thank you, Cameron.
Oh, man. What year would I go back to?
I would go back to 24.
Okay.
When I got a bunch of settlement money from a car accident.
Okay.
And then I got laid off from radio because it was 09 when the economy got all bad, mm-hmm. and Clear Channel fired everybody. I was one of the people.
Uh-huh.
But I had a 9-month severance.
Right.
So I was getting paid 9 months to do nothing.
Right. And then you had, on top of the settlement,
and some other pretty good savings because I was making decent money.
Uh-huh.
And I would just go back to that time and just make better financial decisions. That's what I would do.
That makes a lot of sense.
I would just go back and maybe I would buy some property because you could buy some property when the economy crashed for some pretty low prices.
Damn, she could.
Or whatever. I would just do a lot of things differently. Instead, I bought a big screen TV and played a lot of golf.
Oh man, I think I don't even remember how old when I this happened. I was in 26. Yeah, I made the worst. I've only made a couple bad investments. The worst one ever, and you know which one it is.
Yeah.
And I'm still looking for him.
Yeah, we'll find him.
I would never ever would have invested that money in his name.
Sure.
Then, but yeah.
We'll find him.
Yeah, we're looking for him.
He's out there still.
I know he is.
We're going to cross paths someday.
Someday.
I'm going for the knees first. Because
it's going to be one of them. It's going to be one of them.
You don't even have to say anything. Just to look. Here we go.
It's going
to
be one of them ones.
And here's the thing.
Not been like 20 damn years.
Everyone's going to be on our side.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone hates this guy. All right.
Yeah.
Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas? I got a question and a recommendation for y'all today.
Ooh.
So I don't know if y'all ever checked the show out, The Waterfront on Netflix.
Yes.
Great show. I'm into that right now. I think y'all will love it.
Yes.
A question for Randy specifically. I'm just not getting into the whole cigar thing, and I'm fond of it. My boy got a little thing coming up, and I'm surprised I'm getting some cigars, and we're going to chill. I want to know your recommendation and what you would pair it with to sip on. The last thing for y'all, my little cousin and my brother on the phone with me last night talking about, you know, their little girl problems or whatever. And I caught myself, I'm a happily married man. Let me preference it by saying this. Mm-hmm. I caught myself, like, talking to myself like, man, y'all some weenies. Me back in my day, boy, you don't even know what I... Has there ever been a moment you didn't talk to your son, Randy? I don't know. You probably going to get there too, Andy. You had to look at them like, y'all know who y'all talking to? Like, y'all know what I used to do back in the day? Like, y'all ever had that moment?
Thank you, Rich.
I mean, it all depends. Like, I go back to back. Somebody asked me a couple weeks ago. I've been on Padromos a lot lately, but I love Romeo and Juliet. I love Ashton cigars. Carl gave me a real smooth Rocky Patel a couple weeks ago. Love Rocky. So anyway, I'm not the one to ask what to pair with cigars because I'm not one of them. I call them snotty people. I gotta have my bourbon with this cigar. I don't give a damn. Give me some Bushin' cigars.
That's the one people sometimes have. That one that's like a snifter, right? And kind of
Bushin' cigars hit just as hard.
There you go, Rich.
Yeah.
That's what you pair it with.
Yeah, Bushin'
little Bush Light.
Bushin' Rocky go fine. So yeah, that all the damn time, especially because my boys are older now. You know, they out there. You know, I trust them. I ain't at Pawpaw. Nah. But, I got to tell them all the time because I told you, they think women just got fine because of social media. You know what I mean? Like, dog, women always been fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it was harder for us to get them.
Yeah.
We actually had to go look at them.
Yeah, you couldn't
talk to them.
Yeah, talk to them.
Swipe.
You guys are scrolling and swiping. What's
letting ChatGPT flirt for you?
Yeah, I'm like, no, we have to go
have some game back in the day.
And we was in there. What was it? Because Isaiah was went out. They went out once. It went out. And so he's like, yeah, Dad, we got a section and everything like that. I was like, dude, we just had a section. But then the party was in our section. And it was girls. It wasn't 10 dudes dancing on each other, passing down the bottle. All right? It would be five of us, and it would be 10 girls.
Related, but like a different sort of avenue here. Do you find it hard ever when, like, all right, and maybe not so much now because they're out of the house, they're in college, all that kind of stuff, but like when they're in high school and they're younger, when discipline has to happen, but it's stuff you did.
Yes.
It's like, dang there, it, I can't get that mad at them because I was doing that.
There is not anything that I've gotten on my boys about that I didn't do.
Right. So did that make it easier or harder?
Harder.
Yeah.
Because you know where you're coming from.
At least you can relate.
Yeah, you're right. Because that is, especially going through this with Samson now, I'm 12.
Sure.
That is the conversation I had with Sean, Isaiah, and him. I'm obviously going to have it with Bash. He's like, dog, I've been there. I said all the time, that is my number one phrase when I'm having to have that talk with him. Dog, I've been there. I know. I was there. Okay. Right. I was there.
I've been there. That age before.
I've been. So yeah, that's the one right there. Anybody out there? Wait till Jack gets there, and you were just having that conversation with him.
I've just had it flash in my mind.
Yeah,
so many times.
That's like, how I was going to be.
What am I going to say?
Like, we all have done the same thing
when he does the dumbest possible thing that I've also done 100
times.
This
is always my favorite thing because it was always a certain thing because we're all boys. We all did it. Clear your damn history.
Got to clear your history.
Clear your history, dog.
Although
that's it.
Not going to have that problem right
clear
now.
Your history.
Can't look at anything.
You know what I mean? You know, dad, because dad was there. Dad, no. When the door locked and mama come on it, you got to, you know.
Georgia State legislator cleared your history for you.
Yeah, man. Did you check?
I checked.
You checked this morning?
Yeah, it's
gone.
It's gone. I had a couple of people DM me last night, too, like, I'll be damned. You were right. I was like, what, you think I was lying? And then you have to ask yourself that question of, like, how tech savvy am I willing to get to look, you know, and I'm not willing to get tech savvy.
There's other sites.
Yeah. I'm married.
Yeah. I mean, that's why you get married.
Do that.
But at the same time, you know, there's other sites, dog. I know. And that's one thing.
I think they're all blocked.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a while.
But they're all blocked.
I'm all
can't confirm, not all blocked.
Ah, there it is.
Oh, Abel got Abe got you.
Abe confirmed, they're not all blocked.
There you go.
There you go, Abe.
That's the first time Abe's talked all day.
All day. And they gave out the most damn information.
The best thing anyone said on the show all
but
day.
But it's true, though. I mean, dude, you gotta treat your sites like a damn smorgasbord. Not a smorgasbord. What the word I'm looking for? A charcuterie board.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different options.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, variety. Options,
dog. You just can't eat salami. You gotta have like bruschetta and cheese.
There's definitely
and
some
grapes and all that stuff, dog.
There's definitely some eating salami sites.
You can't have
sure.
that.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements
on Andy and Randy Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
A little mustard.
Yeah, man. You just gave me one back. No one is thirsty for thirsty.
Not yet. Man, I don't know. When Randy said DeMar DeRozan is a cornrow, bare-faced brother.
Yes.
That's all I need to say. That's a good one.
I'm assuming this is talking about Hawks. It was 2.5 hours ago, but to start the show, Andy said, that's what you've been supposed to be doing.
I did say that?
Yes.
You did. That's what you've been supposed to be doing.
Wow.
And, yes. Clear your history.
Huh.
Yeah. Jared Kelnick's lasting legacy is the big dumper. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yes.
And when you're little, you better either be funny, sing good, or ride horses.
Damn, that's awesome.
You got three options.
Three options.
You pick your lane. You go from there.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.